Hey, Steve here. None of the scenarios on this show are based on actual events. Believe it or not, they're completely made up. Enjoy!
Hello!
Hi.
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Steve, and I'm Bones.
And this is Killed to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast.
Happy Ides of March. Today is the Ides of March.
The Ides of March, eh?
The Ides of March. I guess
the Ides of March are upon
has
us.
Has an I in it.
The 8th of March?
Yeah, the 8th of March. And those are the Ides of March. No, it is the 15th, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Remember the 15th of March.
Of March, yeah.
Remember the movie Ides of March?
I never watched it, that. But I remember its existence.
I remember it came out.
You got two hunks of different ages.
Two hunks, different
Philip
ages?
Philip Seymour Hoffman and Paul Giamatti. Marissa Tomei, I think, perhaps.
Wow. Well, this isn't Griffin and Steve guess the movie. This is Killed to Death. And what we do here is
the improvised true crime
podcast. The featuring two hunks of the same age.
When this episode comes out, we will be different ages.
Don't even think about knowing that. Wait,
Steve,
for that.
Sorry. What kind of segue are you cooking up here?
There's no segue to tell you about a thing that we both, of course, already know about. We're both a little late to a very fun game. It's the latest installment in the Mario universe.
Steve, yeah, I remember you just wanted to talk about Overcooked. You've moved on from Overcooked. You're on to Mario now?
Overcooked was weeks and weeks ago, Kermit. Not everyone can go to the auto show. Some of us are playing Super Mario Wonder.
Okay, Super Mario Wonder is the newest video game that both of us are equally invested in.
Yes?
If it's a new Mario game, then we know it's on the
Switch.
You
say that as if every cold open, one half of us isn't aware of what the other is going to say. You're like, well, I can't. I guess I have to wrap my head around knowing Mario now.
Well, I'm signaling to you, make sure to give a good brief description of what Super Mario Wonder is before we launch into this bit.
It doesn't matter because it won't be true. But the game is real. The game is real and we're both playing it. It's just the newest game. It's just an elevated version. Mario, he's jumping on the guys as he's been jumping on for years.
It's already a game about elevation with the jumps.
Mm-hmm. And it's just bigger and better than ever. But, of course, they're working on the next one now. This got us thinking, what things are missing? What do we want to see
in the next Mario game?
There's all kinds of new stuff in this one, but they could have gone bigger and better, I think.
Steve, picture this. Bowser.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
You think they should bring him back?
He's huge. He's evil. He is one of Mario's main nemeses. I'm wondering if he should maybe be the big bad in the next Mario game.
Right. Him or the Joker.
Oh, is that what you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, I just mean he's one of the biggest bads as well. So just pick one. Don't do both. I think the best advice is don't do both.
I think it should be Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
And it's a musical. That's what I think.
I think Mario should jump on his head.
Speaking of which, I do think something that they should add for the next one is that Mario should have a little helmet. I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, well, no one's trying to jump on him.
Well, I think the whole thing should be about head safety. It should be like, I'm bonking these people on the head, and look what's happening to them. That's why I wear a helmet at all times. And it should be kind of like little lessons like that.
Do some of his opponents already have helmets?
Maybe.
Oh, you know what
I think some of the Koopas wear them.
Yeah, I'm thinking of shells.
No, I do think you're right that some of them wear helmets.
You know what? They're wearing their helmets incorrectly on the back. And look what happened to them.
And look what happened to them. Which is why, again, I think it should be a cautionary tale.
I think Mario should be driving.
Driving Peach crazy.
I think every level takes so long to run through. And there's so many, like, and he's
Give
so vulnerable to enemies. So the key is to run with Mario.
The key is in the ignition. Let's fucking go.
And Steve.
Yeah, final thing that I want to see. I want to see that we have a lot of underwater levels. What about going into outer space?
Ooh, the final frontier.
Yeah. Oh, he can meet Captain Kirk.
I want to see what happens to Mario's head when it's exposed to the vacuum of space.
He's wearing a helmet. Remember?
One of the key components of helmet safety is when you're in space, you gotta remember to wear your helmet.
Always remember to wear your helmet. So yeah, there's a lot of different lessons that can be learned. I think he should be on the International Space Station for one level and then be ejected out into deep space. And it could be called Super Mario Space.
Is the space bar what you use to jump with him? I guess it's not so much a keyboard game.
I'm glad you clarified off the top that it's for the Switch, so you can later ask if you use the space bar.
No, I think that should be a place you can visit in Super Mario Space.
The space bar is where Mario gets drunk when he's failing his levels. He's not having a good time. Actually, it's probably where Luigi would be.
They should make
out.
A Mario that gets depressed. More and more depressed every
His
time
name's
you fail
Luigi.
A level. Luigi's depressed.
Does he lives in a haunted house.
Does he actually live there? I thought he went there to suck up ghosts.
I thought it was Luigi's mansion.
Oh, it is Luigi's mansion.
Luigi's haunted mansion? Oh. Maybe it's not his place. Maybe he's a kind of
ghost. So you're thinking the ghosts are internal?
Yeah, I think they're the demons of his past.
Don't distract us if you're not going to say anything.
You're allowed
to speak.
Pointing
at a specter in her room. Steve, speaking of our guest, would you like to solve a murder?
Yeah.
The victim, Jasper, member of a karaoke circuit. Today's guest, Petunia Gunt, one of the other members. Mrs. Gunt, what's up?
It's Miss.
Oh, sorry, Miss Gunt.
Yeah, I know, it's an unfortunate name. The last name is very unfortunate.
What? Why is that?
Because a gunt refers to a woman's lower tummy.
Does it?
I think it's the lower tummy, the fat part between the vagina and the belly button. A gunt. So, you know, women try to get rid of the gunt, but that's my last name. It's a little bit unfortunate.
Have you considered changing it?
I have, but you've got to pay $75.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pounds?
I'm in Canada now, so.
Oh, of course. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but I'm not paying for that. Anyway, so thank you for saying it on the microphone because some people
Petunia's
don't want to say
name.
It. Yeah, Petunia's a flower, I think.
Yes, one of the most common flowers.
It is. And gunts are common too. Real common.
What do you think's more common?
Probably the gunt. If you've had a baby, you've got one for sure.
Wait, so hang on. Is it women specific?
I don't know.
Can I have a gunt?
I think the aunt part is for
because you said area in
cunt,
between
I
vagina
think.
And belly button.
Yeah. I'm sure, I think, I forget. I've blocked it out.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, Jasper, he had a gunt as well.
He had a gunt. Okay, so, okay.
Okay.
But it was on his
so
neck.
They are common.
Oh, so they can be anywhere. It's not even the area you described.
If it's on a man, I think it could be anywhere.
You just know it if you see it.
Yeah. Anyways, you could just call me Petunia.
And Jasper was part of a karaoke circuit?
Yeah, I saw Jasper probably 5 days a week at different pubs. Pubs. And
you are in Canada.
and restaurants. And he would always sign up for the karaoke or the competitions.
These are competitions. Yeah.
We would have a competition every few months, and everybody would show up. And there was a competition coming up when he got murdered. He was murdered, I think.
What would the difference be between a singing competition and a karaoke specific competition?
Peanuts and
okay, the are you, do you absence mean not of much? Them or the presence of them?
The presence of beer and peanuts and a real pub atmosphere, I would say. And the prize money is lower. And also karaoke, it's not there's not a band, and it's presentation, because Jasper couldn't sing for shit. He was a bad singer, and he only sang Post Malone.
What's your specialty? Do you have a go to?
I can sing anything, Steve.
Wow.
What about Sunflower?
La 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 la. Is that it?
Petunia singing Sunflower.
Yeah. But I sing the classics, like the Beatles, Elton John,
Beethoven,
Ariana Grande. So I would have
yes,
won.
Yes, and
it had the competition, continued, I would have won. But I sing. Jasper was all about stage presence. He would do a cartwheel and flap his belly around.
What do you mean by that last part?
Because he wasn't a good singer, so he had to put on a show to get votes.
No, I mean, flap his belly around.
Because he had a large belly, you see. He was from Alberta, I think. And okay. he would pull up his t-shirt and flap his belly for laughs.
And this would win him competitions.
Yes.
While he's singing Post Malone.
It wasn't fair. It wasn't fair. All the singers hated it because he wasn't even trying, but he would just flap his belly, you see.
So you look down on stage presence.
It's not the most important part. Karaoke is about singing. It should be.
But you just like that show, The Voice.
Yes. Jasper would not get a seat turn because they can't see his belly.
I think people should have to sing karaoke songs they don't know. Yeah. And then that little bouncing ball becomes so much more important.
I think there's a show like that hosted by Jamie Foxx.
That sounds tough.
Yeah.
It's not that good an idea.
Anyways, tell me when you want me to sing, and then our little chat will be done.
Okay, well, I've done Sunflower already. We're pretty close to our chat being done.
Okay.
Wait, when you sing, the chat's done? Is that what you just said?
Isn't that why I'm here? Just to sing a little ditty?
Oh. And
is that why I'm here?
No, we're trying to solve the murder of Jasper.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Because
you're very nice, yeah.
I just assumed that it was someone jealous of him.
Okay, the safe assumption sounds like a lot of people were.
Yeah, people were pissed at him, it sounds like.
Well, because every time he'd show up and he'd create a mess with his peanuts and sweat.
Oh, they're his peanuts.
Yeah. Well, he would... they were at the pub, but he'd eat them a lot.
Make a mess with the peanuts.
Yeah.
Just kind of throwing them at his open mouth.
Yeah, he was all about showmanship.
He sounds like a drunk guy at a baseball game.
Well, I think he was, but people loved him. The audiences loved him at every karaoke place, but all the other performers, we thought he'd go away, but he never did. He just brought more peanuts and more belly.
No, is it you who found his body?
I smelled it first.
Wait a minute.
I smelled the body.
In a lot of cases, that means you also dealt it.
I know what you're...
Steve, I'm worried you've rhymed it.
I know. It's you're saying a fox smells his own smell first. That's an expression, isn't it?
A fox who smells his own smell first.
That's an expression.
I think so.
Maybe it's British. I don't know.
It sounds like the first half of a potential sentence.
Maybe
a fox who smells his own smell. What?
He smells it. I don't know. But
this fox who smells his own smell smells it. That's beautiful, and that's important to teach children.
Yeah. I smelt peanuts, sweat, a little bit of beer and feces.
Is that usually part of it?
Yeah, well, normally he smells like three of the four. But I smelled all of them at once. And the competition was starting, and Jasper hadn't chosen his song. So I went to have a smoke. I have a little ciggy by the dumpster. And I saw Jasper in the stairwell. I smelled him, and I saw him.
Well, a fox who smells it.
But maybe the end of that is a fox that smells his own smell first is not the murderer.
And also, you're a fox who didn't smell your own smell. You smelled some other fox's smell.
That's true, because I didn't make the smell. It was Jasper's body.
Unless the feces was you, unless he was taking care of the first three.
No.
As usual.
No. And then I went, help, help. Jasper's fallen.
But everyone thought you were just singing one of your classic Beatles songs.
Yes, I keep on falling.
Like
Jasper. Oh no, that's not the Beatles. That's Alicia Keys. No, I said, hey, Jasper fell down the stairs. He hurt himself. He might be dead. That's what I started to sing.
Remember everything I just told you. Then you can call.
A fox smells his own smell, own smell, own smell, own smell, own smell, own smell. Yeah! And then...
I can't imagine that did any... Did anyone come...
No.
A couple people who were on their way turned around.
A couple people just thought, oh, she's singing that song again, and she changed the lyrics. What a good what a good choice. She might win the competition again, because I'd won several years in a row.
Wait, is that is that a positive, changing the words to the songs you're singing?
If you change it and make it real funny...
This is not a karaoke competition. This is more like it's entertaining. They want to laugh. They want parody songs.
This is almost comedy brawl.
Oh, Stephen, it's changed. It used to be just you sing the songs and you keep to the art of singing someone else's song on a track in a pub. But it's become all kinds of hootenannies, shimmer shammers, and squiddly winks.
Oh, no.
Yes, and I don't like that. And Jasper was the squiddliest winker wanker ever.
Now, was this a particularly big competition this night?
It was the end of the year, so it was the final one.
So that means the bar would have been packed then, December 31st?
It was. No, we did it on January 2nd, but we knew...
Oh, that's when the karaoke year wraps up.
Yeah, we knew it was for 2023. And it was pretty packed, and people could bring their friends, and it was quite a big deal. So nobody used that stairwell, from what I remember, at Penny's pub. Mm. But Jasper, he was quite large, so he preferred the stairs. He preferred the stairwell.
Now, you say it looked like he fell down them at first.
I thought he had fallen because he'd had fallen before. He'd slipped on peanuts before.
The peanuts that he's dropping all over the floor.
other places. But so I just thought, oh, Jasper, he just want attention. But no, his tongue was out, you see.
X's on his eyes.
His tongue, yeah. So then I kept saying, hello, Jasper's here. And I didn't want to touch him. And then the bartender came and he said, I've seen a dead man before, and that's one. So, yeah.
But there was no sign of foul play? Like, you think this was one of his standard falling down the stair peanut slips?
Well,
the tongue was out.
His tongue was... It looked a bit different. His, you know, his gunt neck was a little bit puffier than normal, and he looked a little bit blue, but I thought maybe he'd put makeup on or something.
Okay, so that's something to do with like oxygen loss, whether it's asphyxiation or strangulation, drowning.
And he was covered in, you know, peanuts, so I thought maybe he choked, but it looked, you know, he looked like he normally does, but he did look a little bit bluer, and the tongue, of course.
Also, now that I'm thinking about it, that could just be dead.
I guess so.
Did the competition go on?
I wanted it to, but no, it couldn't, because some people were sad.
Who else were the front runners?
Oh, well, there's Louise. She just turned 19, the little shit, and she had quite a good voice. And she wore a crop top, so she had a good chance. And there was old Willie, and he was...
Just turned 19.
He was in his 80s, and he would come in and he'd sing Elvis, the same damn song. No originality on that bastard, on old Willie. So they were the two...
He was a front runner.
Yeah, and then I was probably going to win, based on me voice... And me charm. And, you know, I had the reps in. I've been doing this a long time. Since
not longer than old Willie.
No, not... Well, no, old Willie, he was just old in age, not experience. But people thought, oh, he's old, let's give it to him. No.
There is something charming about an old man singing Elvis.
He touched me rump once.
Oh,
when I wasn't
less
looking.
Charming.
Less charming.
Did you say when you weren't looking?
Yeah. I think it might have been an accident, but what if it wasn't? I told people it wasn't, just to hurt his chances.
You want to stir up a little trouble.
Yeah. I really thought I had a good chance, and I was going to win $475. And
whoa, that's specific. A name change and $400.
I know. And
that's true.
And a gift certificate to Greyhound Bus Services.
How much?
Services.
60.
Why don't they just say bus? What else do they do?
$60. $60 worth. So
that probably gets you to Chicago, beyond Chicago, probably.
Yeah, probably another circuit. And it entered you into the GTA top competition.
Whoa, so all the this is like a qualifying event.
Yes, all this the Mississauga regionals. People. Yes. The Durham region trash would be there as well.
So does that mean no one moved on from your region?
No. And so nobody from Toronto represented. And I offered because I won last year. But apparently people were too sad about Jasper. Boring.
How'd it go last year? You went to the GTAs.
No, the GTAs are only every 3 years. So
so you haven't had the chance.
No, I've never gotten to go. And because of COVID, all that shit. I would have gone. I don't care.
Did you have to do any over Zoom? Were you doing karaoke over Zoom?
No, well, we just did it masked. Yeah, it was hard to project.
And when, before you saw him in the stairwell, had you seen him that night at Penny's?
Yes, he was practicing. Practicing being a damn...
flapping his belly?
A damn fool. Practicing his belly, practicing, you know, eating his nuts and beer, and he was saying he was going to sing a new song.
A new song? Taking,
yeah, and it was going to be the Beatles. And I was going to do the Beatles as well, so I was not...
He was coming for your crown.
I think so, and he's not British, so it wouldn't have landed as well.
Yeah, you can't sing the Beatles.
Post Malone on that new Beatles song?
He was going to sing...
Now and then. That's my favorite Beatles song.
A deep cut. No, he was going to sing Eleanor Rigby. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? But he changes it to be about different things, and that's a very serious song, and it was Jasper.
Well, she dies alone.
Whoa.
Suspect number one, Father McKenzie.
You're a Beatles fan, Griffin.
I think I would say I know the average amount.
Well,
which it seems like might put me ahead of some other people.
Father McKenzie, something, 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 something. He did something. I know.
Is it too?
But in karaoke, I would know the words.
Right. I guess you don't have to have anything memorized. Yeah. That's true.
Ever again.
Well, unless you're doing, it sounds like he's going to change the words, though. Is there any way to know what he was going to change them to?
Well,
do you have to queue up a program, or is the screen the same, but then you go off book and you do your own parody?
You improvise. Like one time I was singing and I got a nosebleed unrelated.
Unrelated.
So I decided to change the words because I can't ignore my nosebleed.
Smart.
So I said, let it be, oh, let it bleed, let it bleed, let it bleed, and everyone laughed.
Does that get a laugh? Yeah.
Huge laugh. I ruined my blouse, but it really went over well.
Well, you say you heard him practicing his new lyrics?
Yes. I heard him practicing Eleanor Rigby. Well, he said, I've got something big coming, Petunia.
Wow.
And he said, yeah, and he did say, I am one of the lonely people, which was a bit sad, but also,
yeah,
I thought,
foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, stop trying to get sympathy for votes, Jasper.
If you feel bad for Eleanor Rigby, I'm kind of like that.
Check me out.
No, check me out.
Check me out.
Takes out his belly.
Tosses back a couple dry nuts.
Some of them miss.
Track me out.
Oh, yes.
What we're going to do is take a quick break. And when we come back, hopefully we can figure out what exactly happened to him.
Sure, I'd be glad to find out. Just, you know, maybe I could get on a telly program to talk about it.
Well, so you're just using this as a stepping stone.
Yeah,
that sucks,
you know,
to hear.
On The Voice, they're always like, I have a personal issue. Like, I'm here because of me grandmama. I'll say, I'm here because me best friend Jasper died. Put me on the show.
That's what got you on today.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Are back on Killed to Death on the Ides of March, the day Caesar passed.
Sorry,
what?
I heard you guys talking about that before.
Oh yeah,
Ides of March. I seem to remember that there was some kind of naked woman in that movie. Was there?
I mean, it was an adult movie. That could have happened.
Is Ryan Gosling in that movie?
Yes. It's him and Clooney. Are two hunks of different ages to go along with Philip Seymour Hoffman and Paul Giamatti.
There is Marissa Tomei. Correct, Griffin.
And is there a naked woman? Is that on the IMDb?
Yes. Somebody
it's
who
on the poster
who isn't usually naked who just tossed a boob in there.
Is it Evan Rachel Wood? She's in it.
It, I think it is.
Wow.
During like the climax of the film.
Her boob's just out in a scene.
They don't address it.
That is weird. That's memorable. You know, I see why you remember that.
Yeah. I think I had to watch it with my parents. And I thought, oh no, there's a rogue bosom.
It's directed by George Clooney.
Oh, well, there you go.
Too.
I think Clooney might be the bad guy. As a twist. Oops, sorry.
Well, yeah, I think it's about like the skeezy world of politics.
And boobs. And,
well, an idealistic staffer for a new presidential
rogue
candidate.
Boobs.
Just the one, I think.
He gets a crash course on dirty politics during his stint on the campaign trail.
Oh, so maybe it's not her boob. Maybe
it's George Clooney's.
Or
maybe
it's
his gunt is out in this movie.
Or it's, you know, one of those little politic hanger-ons, those groupies who are like, I help you with your campaign. Bam, a boob.
Oh, yeah. Here's a donation for you. Yeah.
My Here's nipple your to your mouth.
I think that's how it went down.
Well, yeah, I remember that from the trailer.
In the UK version, that's how it happens.
They do the UK version?
Yeah.
Is it dubbed with all British accents?
Yes. Yes. And British boobs. So they've got little hats.
Because all British people have little hats?
I think so. You know, people want the royals to know that we support them.
If you have to wear that crown, I have to wear a little hat.
Exactly.
In solidarity.
Exactly. Yes.
We are still here with Petunia Gunth. Petunia, you are from the Toronto karaoke circuit. There's a lot of you who will go around to different karaoke events, which is, of course, events that are like singing competitions, but they pay less money and there's peanuts. It's a same group of people, usually. There's a guy named Old Willie, who's 80 and sings one Elvis song. There's a woman named Louise, who just turned 19 and wears a crop top. And a man named Jasper, who, he's not that good at singing, but he's all about stage presence. Flapping, the word flap. Flapping his belly.
He flaps it, or he used to flap it.
Yeah, rest in peace. And throw peanuts into his mouth. Several times before, at other events, he had fallen down the stairs, but this time, it was fatal. We are still not sure if it was murder, but his tongue was out. His face was blue. There were peanuts on top of him at the bottom of this stairwell at Penny's. This was the night of the singing competition for the Toronto region that would send you to the finals of the GTA karaoke competition, the triannual event.
When you say it all in a row, it sounds bloody mad.
Oh, you are British.
Whoa. I am. Yes.
It's a bit mental.
It is. It's a bit mental.
Isn't it?
It is. You know, when you say it all like that, I think it's clear who done it.
Well...
is it?
I have a bit of suspicion that I want to get to, and I don't want to throw shade. But you only sing Beatles songs. That's your thing. You're the winner. You're very possessive of this title.
Mm.
And right before he was found dead, you heard him practicing a Beatles song. He was venturing into your territory. He was coming for you. And next thing you know, you're the one who discovers his body at the bottom of this stairwell?
He was halfway through the stairwell, not at the bottom, for reference.
Okay, so he was on the stairs?
He was mid-stairs. He was too large to make it all the way down. But anyways, yes, I was upset that he was going to sing a Beatles song, because then I had to change my song last minute. But I'm very confident in my abilities. So I have very little hands. So I
Show
have,
us.
I can't.
Okay. You, the listener, held it next to your face for what? Comparison?
Yeah, size comparison. Does that mean you have cancer?
Oh, okay, up to a water bottle. For the listener, little hands.
Yeah.
Oh, a tape measure?
Oh, yeah, we're getting all the comparisons.
Yes. So I don't think I could do much to Jasper, even if I wanted to. But he was rivaling everybody. He had the teens on his side, so he was competing with Louise, and he had, you know, all the bar people liked him. So, and the bar people were Willie's people. So he was just being a little shit all over the place.
Who are your people?
People who like art and talent and the United Kingdom. And people who, the theatre goers, the Mervish crowd.
Are these Mervish events?
No, but if you can't get into a Mervish show and you want to see someone singing beautifully, you would come and see me.
Wait.
And I haven't sung yet.
What is that? Pennies? Is the Pennies on King Street? Is that what that's called?
Gabby's?
It's Gabby's, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, is that a Pennies? Well, I was like, that's pretty close to Mervish. You know, if you can't get into a show, you could go watch karaoke.
There's a few but Pennies alas, that's kicking around.
JC's?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in
you
peace.
Few pennies.
Rest in peace. Ides of March.
Oh, that's right. Ooh, speaking of music, we're getting another call here. Do you mind if I merge this in?
Please, go ahead. I can help.
Oh, okay. You can help merge this in?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do it. I'll inspire you.
You need to grant me host privileges here. Okay. Hello?
Hello and howdy there.
Howdy.
Howdy, hello.
Good night, I know who that is.
Yeah. Hi there. I know you too.
Well, I know this is Willie.
I don't know you. Pleasure to meet you, sir. My name's William Fupa.
I'm Griffin Toplitzky.
Yeah, and I know Petunia already.
We share karaoke. The same last name affliction of a front pouch of skin as a last name.
It's too expensive to change it.
It's too expensive.
Why are you calling in?
Why am I calling in? Somebody was murdered before my very eyes. That's why I'm calling
you
in.
You saw it happen.
Yeah, I watched it happen.
What were you doing in the stairwell?
Practicing.
Well, now, what did you have cooked up?
I was going to sing the same thing I sing every time.
Oh.
What Elvis song is it?
I sing Hound Dog. Mm. That one, but instead of saying hound dog, I say hot dog.
The people love it.
Why? So Are you eating a hot dog?
They don't expect it.
I say, you know, I really want a hot dog.
Eating all the time. See, even I know it.
I say eating all the time. And then it turns into almost like a hot dog eating competition. And it's how many hot dogs I can eat before I finish the song.
It's very popular and it's very clever. No,
but hang on, are you one of the people upset with Jasper's stage antics?
Not at all. I think he was incredible.
But Willie has to sit on a stool because he's very old, so he's probably a bit jealous of Jasper's flailing and flapping.
Yeah, well, I'd never done this when I was a young man. I only got into it in the last 3 months.
Sorry, I'm still imagining it.
He brings his own hot dogs, and they're cold sometimes.
Well, yeah, it sounds like the bar doesn't serve food. Everyone has to bring
their own. I gotta cut the second pack open mid-song.
Oh, they're raw?
Well, yeah, the bar don't let me cook them back behind the bar anymore.
Because then the patrons were saying, can I have a hot dog? And
exactly.
Yeah.
And I said, you wait till the middle of my act, and once I can't fit any more in my gullet, I start throwing them out. Who wants one? People like seals jumping up and chomping them out of the air.
But the thing is, he can sing very well, even with a hot dog in his mouth. So I respect Willie, even though, you know, he's...
I respect you, too. You know upwards of 7 Beatles songs.
I know the titles and the tunes, and that's enough for...
That's all you need. The words are on the screen.
Yeah, and yeah.
You got to find it in that big book. That's one of the biggest problems.
It's true, because that book's too heavy for Willie.
Don't you just say hound dog every time? You don't have to look at that book.
I like to find it in the book.
It's protocol. It's protocol.
What if they don't have it in the book? Then what am I supposed to do?
Sounds like they do, and you've done it before.
Yep.
One time, he sang, I can't help falling in love with you, but he sang hound dog over top. It was a different tune.
All they had. That was the only Elvis one they had. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of drowned it out by singing hot dog louder than that. I asked them to play the karaoke track real low and I turn up my mic.
And sorry, you can't move? You have to sit on a stool because you're so old?
I'm so old I have to sit on a stool. Yeah, can you imagine that?
He keeps his hot dogs in a little like colostomy bag.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I keep my hot dogs in a colostomy bag. So wait, it's not literally
attached to your body?
No, it's not. It's like a colostomy bag.
Yeah, it's a side bag.
Just in that it's like a little side bag Ziploc that I've fashioned to myself. You know, like a little, it's kind of side little purse bag that one would have.
A fanny pack?
No, but worn over your shoulder and it hangs at your side.
Like a satchel.
But this is... Yeah, but this one's like a big sack. Like, you know the kind of bag if they take your blood, like you're donating blood? It's like one of those bags, but it just hangs by my side.
It's full of unopened packs of hot dogs.
It's full of packs of wieners, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Full of 3 dozen packs of Schneiders, and I only have the first one queued up. The rest, otherwise I'll be spilling in my side bag.
He tried to get people to call him Wiener Willie, but it didn't catch on for some reason. So he, because his oldness was more prevalent.
Yeah, someone said more like Old Willie. And I was like, well, there goes that. Now that one's too good to ignore.
I was supposed to be Wiener Willie Fupa.
No, just Wiener Willie. But they took that from me when someone said Old Willie, and now that's my name, you know, and my legacy.
It was Jasper that said that. He ruined it. He shouted
it. Was it really?
It was. You know it was, Willie.
Come on now. I don't hold any ill will against the poor dead man who died doing what he loved.
Well,
you know, yeah, you were in the stairwell practicing hot dog.
Oh, yeah. I was practicing hot dog.
You saw him fall.
That's when I saw him fall, yeah. He was pushed from the top of the stairs.
A push?
Yeah.
With big hands.
He was in a struggle with someone with huge hands. And then they gripped him around his throat, and they were throttling him. And he was fighting back, and he was slapping him and smacking him in the head.
Flapping them?
And he was flapping him with his belly. And then all of a sudden... The person said, enough. And they gave him a big old push, and then he took a tumble. And I've seen him fall down the stairs many times in 3 months. So that was nothing new, but this time looked worse. Because he kind of bobbled around, and he hit both walls back and forth like he was pinballing down the stairs.
Oh, no. Yeah. And the bottom went back up the stairs?
It went back up. I was at the bottom. And then he kind of rested my feet and then kind of sprawled back and went halfway back up the stairs.
And his tongue.
Not to mention his tongue was out.
That means dead. It means dead.
Well, that's what I noticed at first, is that he was dead. And I was horrified. I didn't know what to do, and I admit my cowardly mistakes as I stepped out into the cool night January 2nd air, and I took a long look at the moon instead of taking any sort of action to save my friend.
Because I looked at that moon and I thought to myself, I don't have that much time left. And with the amount of hot dogs I've been eating, I'm rapidly decreasing the amount of days probably that I have left. Because I eat them and I swallow them fully, and I actually do eat every one of the hot dogs. Some people think it's a trick. Some people think I don't actually eat them, but I do, and I eat every one of them.
And he runs to the bathroom after. He's in there for a while.
Yeah. Look at myself in the mirror and asking myself why I do what I do.
Looking yourself in the mirror and going, you're so full.
Yeah.
You ate too much.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's my calling. By the time I came back in, Petunia, here had been stuck with the burden of rallying everyone to her Beatles song Cry. And the crowd was starting to form, and just like that, soon the authorities were called.
Yes, and I was burdened because it really affected my sparkle on stage.
In so fact that they sounds like they cancelled it, and you didn't go on.
Yes, I tried, but no one wanted to listen.
But that does clear your name, Petunia. And old Willie, it clears yours. It sounds like it couldn't have been Louise either, because a deep voice saying enough. But I do know someone who would benefit from having big hands in their profession, and someone who has seen a dead body once before, maybe just then.
Now, wait a minute. Are you talking about the bartender?
I am.
The owner of Penny's?
Penny.
What if Penny came back into the stairwell and said, I've seen a dead body before, meaning that one.
Yeah, because they just had seen dead body only moments ago. Now, hold up a second. What problem would Penny have with the man flapping his belly and throwing peanut shells and spilling beer and farting and shitting everywhere? In their establishment, what on earth would he have a problem with about that?
Well, no loose ends on killed to death. That explains the feces smell.
Actually, Penny drove me here tonight. I could go get him. And if he wants to weigh in, is that weird?
It's a bit weird, but heck, life's short.
I'll go get him. Just 1 minute.
Okay. What do you want to talk about, old Willie?
What's your favorite song?
Good question.
What's up?
Oh.
Oh, my God. Penny.
Hey, Willie, Penny? What's up? Yep. What's double parked on? Out there, so let's hurry this up, glasses.
I thought Petunia drove you.
No, I drove her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're in a relationship.
The fuck you call me?
I called you glasses. Because people got who have glasses, you gotta call them out.
More so eyes what are you, than you?
You guys are talking shit about me, Willie? Talking shit?
No, we only just now come to the realization that there's the potential that you and your massive hands were the ones to throttle and kill old Jasper. I shouldn't say old Jasper. He wasn't old like me.
Yeah, you're old. Listen, Jasper was pissing the shit. He was pissing the shit out of me.
And himself.
He was pissing me off.
He's pissing the shit right out of his asshole onto your ground.
Yeah, he was. For years, okay? And he was messing up my girlfriend's, my secret love, Petunia's life.
What?
What on earth?
Wait, did she not tell you guys that? Oh,
no.
Crud.
No.
She specifically specified Miss when her relationship status came up.
Yeah, that's true.
And wouldn't elaborate further.
We're not married. I'm not into that.
Oh, okay.
But
you would have preferred if she had mentioned that you were her boyfriend.
Oh, I thought she was gonna be up front and tell you guys that like we're in a relationship, and I had told Jasper like I told him to throw the fight so that Petunia could win.
Wait, what?
Did you guys know that part?
No.
Well, I told them I'll pay him off if he. If he stopped, you know, if he ducked out of the competition because Petunia needs it.
And what did
he
say?
And he said no or what?
He just,
he just shit on the ground, and then
okay, well, yeah.
I was pretty mad about that.
That's about as no as it gets.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how much you guys know, but I guess I shouldn't say anything else, I guess.
Well, we're theorizing you then push right now, Jasper down up, the man. Stairs.
Oh, hold okay. your hands up next to your head or next to something else of a size.
Oh, my God.
JC, would you look at that? Those are massive hands.
Yeah.
You can probably hold a couple bottles at one time with those.
I could. I'm only 5'5", but I'm mostly hands.
You got to serve food at your bar.
There's no, peanuts.
We just no. I
no, those are Jasper's.
Those are Jasper's, and dogs. Like,
oh wait, listen, those are mine.
Willie, those friggin' hot dogs. We've been getting Yelp.
Yeah, I will say
comments.
I don't make a mess with those things.
That's true, but the smell makes
them,
the people crazy.
Do eat them for real.
The smell makes people crazy. People are Yelp commenting. I came for the hot dogs. I didn't get any. So you make things difficult for me too. The only person that makes things good is my beautiful Petunia, and that Jasper, he was friggin' shit up, and so we did have a little bit of a tussle, but then I, as he was wobbling, I left, so I don't know what happened, but I guess
he was going whoa, whoa, yeah. Whoa.
It was one of those whoa, whoa, whoa.
And you went, I gotta get back to work.
I was like, I gotta get to the bar.
I don't have time for this.
Yeah. Anyways, well, take care, fellas.
Well, hey, hang on.
I want to
tell you about this irony. If you hadn't killed him, he probably would have lost. Petunia probably would have won this competition, but because of your actions, the whole competition was canceled.
Oh, you think I would have won? That's so nice.
Yeah, I think so. Everyone else sounds like shit.
But I had faith in her, but I just knew Jasper was going to flap his belly around and do all his antics, and he's going to... So I had to do something.
But it seems like he would really split the vote with the crowd that's there for old Willie. And it seems like the people who are there for Art and from Mervish probably wouldn't care for either.
You're forgetting about all the tweens who love Louise.
That's true.
She was a dark horse.
But some of them couldn't vote because they're under 19. You're not.
That's
there.
True. A lot of them get denied.
Yeah.
Not my fans.
Are you saying that Penny, my platonic friend, Wink, is responsible for this?
Penny told us you were dating.
Oh, bugger. We are. We mostly do hand stuff only.
He's all hands.
That was pretty good. Yeah, he's mostly hands. Oh, what a mess.
Well, you did it, Penny. Bye.
Yeah, it was an accident. Wait, Petunia never got to sing. Just let her sing and you could take me.
I thought she sang immediately and then many times since. Sorry, go ahead, Petunia.
Any requests before we go?
Yeah, do Yellow Submarine.
Okay. This is for Jasper. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. The end. I'm clapping for myself.
And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. I want to thank Zach Aaron for our former theme song, Petunia Gunt for our current theme song moving forward, Mary Jane Schumer for our art. If you have a suggestion for a murder, email killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. But you can also follow us first on X, KTD Pod, and then boot up Instagram and type in Killed to Death Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, speaking of Ides of March a lot.
Yeah, speaking of a bunch of Ides of March, if you want to hear us say even more movies that may or may not be directed by George Clooney, we're unclear. It's a podcast called Griffin and Steve Guess the Movie, and that's what it is. It's a little game show that we made for each other where The other person has to guess a movie. So a lot of movies are said. If you like to hear movies being said, and you can also play along at home. So see if you can guess the movie faster than us. It's a fun time. Go listen on Apple Podcasts. It's on Sonar Plus.
Hell yeah. We're going to turn now to Petunia. Petunia, what do you want people to check out?
I want people to check out my friend Chelsea. Not the soccer team. Chelsea at Second City in the touring company. All weekend, every weekend.
All weekend?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh, it's called Second City Swipes Right. It's a romantic show.
Ooh.
Yes. And
saucy.
So bring your loved ones.
Yes, bring a date. I'm also going to be in the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival, but is that going to be happening?
It depends. If you perform before March 15th, then it's already happened. But if your date is after March 15th, then there's still a bit of time to plug.
What if my day's on March 15th?
This episode comes out March 15th, so everyone who's listening today...
Lil Rascals.
Nice.
And friends, yes.
What theater?
It's at the theater center in the incubator. Like a little baby.
I want to say to all of our listeners, whether you've played Mario or not, whether you're having quite the sleepy day and it's time for bed or otherwise, keep your stick on the ice.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Mary Jane Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mangiardi, Katie Lohr, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
Has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.